Peace and love, y'all. It's Andrea Rahm. Want to give a big shout out to Lending a Hand and a congratulations on the 100th episode. Such an important milestone. I look forward to coming on the show and discussing some important topics. Hope everybody's holding their head up high. All right, y'all. See you soon.
Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Lending a Hand.
Yo, peace, y'all. Lending a Hand. Happy to be here.
This is my good friend, Andre.
Yes, sir.
From California.
That's right.
We met on Instagram.
This is true.
Literally, you like sent me a message like, hey, man, I'm moving to Arkansas.
That's right.
You seem influential. I'm going to hit you up. But that is just the beginning. I'm very excited to have you on here, man. Thank you for coming on episode 100.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Man, we've got a lot to talk about. So what's on your mind, brother? What's on your mind?
You know, I always got a lot on my mind, but of course, what's going on in our country, you know, I'm not exempt from thinking about, you know, what's going on politically in our country at the moment, what's going on in the world at the moment. Those are always things that, you know.
Dude, I know. I got an update earlier from AOL. They were like, right. Joe Biden, new president. Right. I literally woke up and I was like, I ran outside. I was like, you're a new president.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, if anybody doesn't know, I'm not like pro-Trump or anything. Right. But it's crazy what's going on in the world. Dysfunction of the world.
I'm saying, man. You gotta,
I mean,
you
yeah.
It's dysfunctional, absolutely.
And moving here from Cali.
Yeah.
Dude, you must be like culture shook.
You know what I've told everybody about coming to Hot Springs, Arkansas, because I don't know all of Arkansas. You know,
yeah,
I understand that, Arkansas has a wide array of different types of environments, right? But
it's true.
Everything about Hot Springs, Arkansas, the shock aspect was exactly what I wanted.
So you weren't shook at all, really?
No, I wasn't shook. This is what I had been looking for. So when I got here, everything that people warned me about was correct.
Okay, so tell everybody
your
kind of story, Andre,
right.
How we met, your whole story, you're a musician.
Right.
Tell everybody your story, man.
Okay, sure.
Floor's yours.
In a nutshell, you know, because obviously I'm writing the book right now, so my story.
Are you really? You writing that book?
I'm writing my autobiography.
Hey.
My story is I'm a creative artist, born and raised in Los Angeles. Both my parents were immigrants to this country. You know, my mom came from Brazil and my dad came from Iran.
I know a lot of people will wonder that, considering your look.
Yeah. So, you know.
Brazil your mom.
Yeah. Was
Iran, your dad.
Iran was my
dad. Cool.
And so I got, you know, I was born in L.A. County and I'm a creative artist. I've been very influenced by
Los Angeles. Since when? How long have you been a creative artist? What age did you start creating music?
I started doing music at the age of about 17, 16.
And you're now 29?
No, I'm 33.
Oh, yeah, you're older than me. You're older than me, son. Yeah.
I'm 33.
Good.
Yeah. So I started doing
old music. Ass over here.
I started doing hip hop before it was popular for every person in the world to rap, you know. I started rapping
17, that was early 2000s.
Yeah, 2003. And so I've been doing music, film, photography, just a whole list of creative things since then. And Los Angeles, after experiencing, you know, being in the middle of the entertainment capital and dabbling in the music industry, dabbling in the film industry and acting and doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
You saw
Snoop Dogg on set.
I've seen, when
we were off the air. We won't get into that too much.
No, I'm happy to get in.
That's cool, man.
I like to share that. But everything I learned about the entertainment industry in Los Angeles led me to want to be as far away from it as possible. You know, and I do my most authentic creating in a beautiful place like Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so I was looking for my place to leave, you know, Los Angeles. And so I've done a few things. I even shot a documentary about a place in New Mexico called Candy Kitchen. where I got a piece of land and was thinking about building my little Adobe house out there. And but destiny led me here to Hot Springs.
Hmm.
You know, I tried in Colorado, New Mexico, and love those places, but Hot Springs has a very special quality about it that led me here.
And I agree. Hot Springs are great. Great spot, to be honest. It's weird watching me on you on Facebook.
Oh, word. That's
it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird watching. Man. But man, I'm sure there's a lot of people asking, like, or wondering why I moved from Los Angeles. Like, yeah. You were in it, man. You were in the thick of things.
Yeah, because
you said it got to you.
Well, you know, everything, especially when we're talking about the entertainment industry, is not what it looks like.
Yeah. That, I'm interested in that much, man.
You see, you know, something on camera, which is two-dimensional,
mm-hmm.
is very different from the multi-dimensional experience when you as a human being walk into a room, especially if you're sensitive to energy and, you know. So
as you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for the listeners, I am too, because most people will listen to this not on Facebook, but they'll listen to it on Spotify or Apple or something.
Right.
I'm very sensitive to the energy.
Yeah.
Even shouts being
out
live
to all
here,
the listeners, you know, definitely want to thank you all for tuning in, and it's an honor to be on here and, you know, to share this moment with all of y'all.
You're going to be on here more, just so you know. You'll be on here more. We were just talking about starting another podcast about life and stuff, but we'll talk about that later off camera. But sure. I find this is one of the coolest episodes I've ever had.
Wow, man. Thank you.
I mean that. Yeah, I really do. Because you literally reached out to me on Instagram when you were in California.
Right.
And you're like, hey, I'm going to move there. You seem like an influential guy.
Yeah.
I'll reach out and shoot my shot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of the main concerns I had, that, you know, that was the communicator in me. It's like, hey, if I'm going to go relocate to a place in the middle of the country that I've never been to, that I don't fit in necessarily, you know, I have no background there. Yeah. I'm going to use my communication skills and I'm going to start building a network now. And so seeing your, you know, lending a hand Instagram was kind of a breath of fresh air, because it's like, look, I've got somebody who's open to lending some energy to assist someone like me who's trying to get situated in a whole new place. And you did exactly that. I mean,
I appreciate that, brother. Yeah.
I was asking you, I specifically remember asking you about the town, like, where's the wrong part of town to move into, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're moving to a new place and you're looking at these real estate websites, everything looks great. You know, we got a refurbished house, and they don't tell you
what part of the neighborhood it's in. Like,
they don't tell you, hey, you're gonna hear gunshots every night over here, you know. So those were the things that I was concerned with, and you definitely gave me some good solid advice that helped me kind of make my decisions when I got out here. So appreciate that.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I did that much, but you've been a big impact on my life. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's kind of crazy. I keep my circle small, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest with you and 100% open. I feel that that is the move in 2020.
Yeah.
And it's scary as shit. But I keep my circle this fucking small. Ooh. Like, it's tiny.
Right. Keep the grass cut low.
So not a lot of people.
Snakes, you know. And that's real.
Y'all hear that? Keep the grass cut low so you can see the snakes.
That's real.
That's beautiful. And also truthful, because that's life, man.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people that, unfortunately, because I've got a platform, mm-hmm. and you've noticed this, I'm sure, being an artist.
Yeah.
And by the way, if y'all don't know Andre's stuff, like, we're gonna tag him. You can go and see his music.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's got a badass music video. I don't want to brag, but I'm in it a little bit.
Oh yeah, you are.
From last weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
But this guy is good. You got, like, he's great.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You deserve it, man. You are good.
Appreciate it. I love the comment you left me. You said, because I had said something, you know, I was doing some positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm. You should.
And some people confuse that with arrogance sometimes, but I was coming from a genuine place, you know.
You were.
Mm-hmm. And I love the comment. You're like, hey, it's always great to do some positive self-talk, comma, But you are that good.
You know? But you are, honestly, you are that good, brother. You really are, man. Yeah, no, like, you are that good. Yeah, like, indeed. You are really good. You, I truly, genuinely believe that you are.
I appreciate it. And I feel that
way. I listen to your music when I'm, like, when you're not around.
Word. That's the goal.
That's know? Fan. Yeah, that's no, fan life right there.
I appreciate that. But I like the way you said it because I feel like I would have given a similar response to you in the sense that I don't like to enable illusions in people's minds. You know,
I
don't
American like Idol effects. Yeah. I talked to one of my good friends, Rachel Franks. You getting that shout out, Rachel?
What's up, Rachel?
She's gonna love that.
Oh, she get a plane.
I'm telling you, man, the American Idol effect. It's those people that went on American Idol
right
10 years ago or 5 years or last year,
yeah,
and they were bad.
Yeah.
And they went on there because they thought they were good. But I worry, and I don't believe in this. It's like a participation trophy almost.
Are you talking about the what was his name? The Chinese guy?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, this is water, everybody. We drinking water. This is not like vodka or anything. We just drinking water.
I have a story about him, though, actually.
You're so – I want to hear this.
Yeah.
But I feel that people fall prey to this so often because they want approval from other people.
That's right.
And good and bad. Like, if you're a if I'm a terrible singer, which I am, I'm a fucking terrible singer, y'all. I am. I'm not good. But if somebody keeps telling me I'm so good, I'm so good, I'm so good, you should go, I call it the American Idol effect. Yeah. Because then you go on there and you embarrass yourself.
You're enabling, you know, you could be enabling people's sense of arrogance or even their insecurities. You could be doing the opposite, making them feel bad about themselves when really, you know, they really shouldn't.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Seeking approval is one of the issues that I think the entertainment industry just thrives on, you know, it's just kind of a cesspool for grabbing people who may be talented, but then molding them into what these producers and these
want them to be
corporations, you know, the entertainment industry is, for those of you who don't know, is part of the, is an arm of the government. You know,
I once heard that Hollywood controls the government, meaning everybody, that Hollywood, the ideas that were thought of, like say Matthew McConaughey going to space in 2014, what was that movie, Interstellar,
right,
that idea influences, and this is true, people to behave a different way. Like Elon Musk may have, he probably watched that movie,
right,
and he probably thought, damn, we can make it to Mars. And now we are going to make it to Mars. But that influence in a good way.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying on that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a documentary called Out of the Shadows. Mm-hmm. And I know it was banned by YouTube and social media this year has kind of began to censor the First Amendment and censor freedom of speech on a diabolical level. But there's a documentary came out, you can probably find it on different websites, called Out of the Shadows, and it's a very famous Hollywood producer who came out and exposed that the CIA has been controlling all the movies that come out, that there are writers who work for the CIA who are inserting text and, you know, certain concepts into
the film. They say the government's 20 years ahead on technology, right?
Probably.
I mean, you've heard that, right? More than you think. 40?
I would say
I've seen this on YouTube. Government people with like a holographic, just put it up here. They're like, boom, 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 holographic. Yeah. Like if we had something here, we could put up. I know you see my ceiling fan, but like I've seen that.
Absolutely. That's
not, you believe in that. I do too. Fully.
It's beyond belief. You know, once you get to a point where you've seen, you've experienced, or, you know, you have people who have firsthand experiences who you have direct relationships with, you know, it is beyond. I believe that to know something, you have to have an experience. So I personally experience UFOs.
Have you?
Yeah.
I will get into this all day long, brother. Man, this is badass. I love talking about UFOs. We blowing up on Facebook, by the way.
These topics are
bad. Somebody said, we so do, and no more Trump. Oh, sorry, Trump supporters. I voted for Biden. Well, I'll tell you.
If the viewers can... if the viewers can stomach it, I'd like to talk about kind of both sides of the political spectrum, because
I'm sure they can. Shoot. Oh,
I think things have been greatly out of balance when it comes to that. The media's portrayal of what's really happening.
I firmly
agree. Yeah.
That's part of what I feel like you're speaking into is not the CIA. I know Alexa's listening. Sorry. Right. But they kind of, it feels like, I don't want to say like a simulation or anything.
Right.
But it kind of feels like they're listening a little bit, because I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, man? What are your honest thoughts?
I mean, I've been, so I had like a spiritual awakening, you know, back in 2000 and when 9/11 happened.
Really?
2001, you know, I had a great spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
And so I've been researching these topics about how our government is controlling, you know, the media, entertainment. I've been researching this for many years. So, you know, if I share what my beliefs are, it's probably going to go above and beyond what some people are even comfortable
with. Be a little bit hardcore for some people.
Yeah, for some people. Yeah. And we don't even need to go there.
I love, dude, we can talk about it all day. No, this is what this platform is
for. I would love to. And I'm sure your listeners, you know, what I found is that the world is coming to a place where there's so much polarization that you have two groups. You have those who want to know the truth and have been researching the truth and are fully up to speed with how crazy things are. And then you have people who bury their head in the sand.
Red pill, blue pill.
Exactly.
Matrix.
Exactly.
Which one do you want
to
take?
Exactly. So I committed myself to the truth a long time ago. But
I agree. And that's why we have an authentic relationship is because I commit myself to the truth too.
But the irony is that for those that are burying their head in their sand, they seem to be very attached to accusing the truth seekers of being crazy or not knowing, you know, but when the rubber meets the road, those who took the blue pill and chose to just not care about reality and live in this world of what the media tells them is true and what the news says is accurate.
Yeah.
Those people are in a way different reality than those of us who care to know what's going on. And so sometimes it's hard for the two to even commingle, you know, but
hence why we have all this. I've heard people talk civil war.
Yeah.
The past few days.
Yeah.
Like Joe Biden just won, you guys. I don't know if y'all heard this. It's projected. No, this is hard projected. I got this on like six different social media platforms.
But again, when we break down who all the social media platforms are behooving to,
you think it comes back to,
they're all on one side. Facebook owns almost all these social media. You know, we could go on and on, but don't take any. This is my personal advice for all of you who care what Andre Aram thinks. Don't take anything you see on social media as fact and read the fine print, because the word projected does not mean that it's accurate.
Yeah, it's projection.
It's a projection. If you look up a projection is,
we can do that.
It's casted onto a wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's not reality. It's just a projection.
Hey, Alexa, what's the definition of projection?
Projection is usually defined as a projecting or protruding part. For more, ask me to give you more.
I'm good. She sometimes doesn't listen to me.
Let me bring up the definition that I looked up today.
Projecting or projected part. It's fake.
No, because I had to shout out to my Aunt Ruth out in California, because I had to share this with her this morning. Projection.
So questions on here, yeah.
Of light, shadow, or an image cast or transmitted onto a surface. So this is just dealing with a surface, an image that's cast onto a surface. Mm-hmm. Or another, estimated or forecast on the basis of current trends or data. So, for those of you that have been watching what's going on with our election,
turns the light on.
Yeah,
it's a little dark.
And who've been paying attention to the media's activities in the last 4 or 5 years, it has been completely slanted in one direction. And it's been slanted in the direction of promoting radical, leftist, you know, extreme measures.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, we've had cities that have been burnt down and looting.
Minneapolis.
And Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Chicago.
A couple of good friends who've been on this podcast who live in Minneapolis and say, oh, it's fine. I'm like, no.
New York, Portland, which was Seattle, where they created an autonomous
zone. You see that? I know you saw this, but they were boarding up businesses despite if Trump won, because they knew that the non-Trump supporters would riot.
But
that sucks. Yeah. That's sad and it sucks, but something we need to talk about too.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like I said, you know, I try to always look at both sides, but what I've seen is that the media, and I studied media, you know, I studied communications and have experience with entertainment. Most of the news you see today is entertainment. It's scripted.
You look at CNN, Fox News, it's ratings. And I'll give you a good one. Anderson Cooper. You know Anderson Cooper, gay guy.
Yeah, he's
a good-looking guy, blonde hair. Anderson
Cooper, for those that don't know, is the nephew of Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
he's the son of his dad is some – who is it? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Not just Gloria, but
– One thing people I just think need to know is that a lot of these entertainers and these newscasters, they're part of a ring, of a criminal ring, bro. And I don't want to go too, you know, I know so.
You know so. He knows, y'all. Listen to this. This
is why when we talk about the relationships, like Gavin Newsom being the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, you know, when we talk about the level of deception that's going on in those positions, the political positions, I also work for the County of Los Angeles for the registrar recorder in the executive office. So we dealt with conducting all the elections in Los Angeles. So I had a firsthand experience with how our government functions.
And you didn't lead with this? Like, we got a fucking election going on, bro. You got to lead with this. This is good stuff.
Let's get
into it. Okay, give it all. I want to hear all this good stuff. Come on. People want to hear, too. The peeps want to hear.
Being that I work for Los Angeles County, which is the biggest electorate county in our country in terms of population.
You know,
we had
10
million voters in Los Angeles County.
We don't even have 10 million people in Arkansas.
Right. Los Angeles County is a big county, too. So it covers many, many cities. But
I didn't know there were 10 million.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Shit.
Working for the government, the first thing that just blew my mind was the level of nepotism. Meaning, when you get into a government position and you have a desire to be the best public servant that you can, you start to find limitations. And the limitations are built on traditions that have already been ingrained into the people.
Those traditions
are based on intimidation, because everyone power. Who's in position of power is related to someone else who was in a position of power. And so you start to learn working for the government that our country has a swamp. And this is what Donald Trump been trying to tell everybody. He's talking about draining the swamp. Donald Trump, like myself, did not have a political background. You know,
good stuff. This is good stuff.
Well, this is the reality, you know. And it's funny because the way that the media tried to, you know, program people to stop exposing some of this truth is they try to say, hey, if you believe what Donald Trump says, like Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. But the problem is there are a lot of intelligent black people and Hispanic people.
Absolutely.
First off, I don't use the term black or Hispanic, but for the purpose of
talking. Apparently that's what you got to use. You don't use African American anymore.
It's well, really it's Moorish. And that's a whole nother, we can get
we'll get into that in a bit.
But
yeah,
there are brilliant Moorish people who are not they're not stopping to seek the truth just because the media tells them they have to vote for Biden. So when they start looking into the things that Donald Trump has been saying, a spark goes off, because you start to realize that this man, Donald Trump, who does not have a history in politics, he's not a career politician, who was independently wealthy before he got into politics and didn't need to take the position of president. This man has exposed so much about our country that
good and bad.
But the things, you know, someone would look at me and say, how are you a Trump supporter? You're a Muslim and your parents are immigrants.
Are you a Trump supporter? You can say it.
I'm going to say this.
You should say it.
I stand with whoever defends the Constitution of the United States of America.
I've said it many times. The president, no offense to all you guys who are impacted by the president, but I'm in control of my own fucking life.
That's right.
And that's actually a better, in my opinion, everybody, a better move than saying like, oh, this person controls my entire life.
Yes. And local politics are very influential as well. People overlook that because they're just thinking about the president, but your local political environment probably is just important. as important or more important. So yeah, I agree with that.
I'm glad we're having this conversation. Yeah. This is so important, and this is perfect, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Dude. Absolutely. This is what I live to talk about, too. And
it's good. It's good because perspective.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. I've only seen my perspective from Arkansas. I've literally lived here almost my entire life. But you've lived in California.
Right.
Completely different place.
Yeah, and Los Angeles at that, you know, which is
the hub.
Yeah, the hub, the
center of a lot of things.
Babylon, man.
Babylon, so, you know, yeah. Babylon.
The beast. This is where the...
Who watches Netflix? If you watch Netflix, give us a thumbs up, because I know you watch Netflix.
Right.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
But that all kind of stems from L.A.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of science into Hollywood, right?
Let's see if we got any comments.
Do you know where the name Hollywood comes from?
I don't.
So the Hollywood is the wood that magicians use to create their wand when they're casting magic spells. This is the origin of Hollywood, the term of the place where they create these spells and cast these groups of people to create these pieces of media that influence the entire
world. So are you saying Hollywood, the definition of Hollywood, the definition?
Yeah.
Is I want to say this the right way. It's false. It's put on. It's just like a movie.
Yes, I would say that Hollywood, in terms of entertainment that's created there, is you could liken it to sorcery or magic that's being created with a specific purpose and has been hijacked by corporations that have a political interest in programming people in a particular way. And I'm not the first
firmly
person.
Believe it. Yeah. Firmly believe it. And, firmly. And, just so everybody knows, this might sound crazy to some of y'all.
Yeah.
I firmly believe this, brother. Like, I cannot remember, but I've heard it so much. Like, Hollywood depicts the future in a lot of ways. Like, you look at movies that come out.
They call predictive programming, and absolutely.
Bingo.
Yeah, even in the TV shows today, The Simpsons.
That's important too, though. That's important. It's very important because it shows almost how humans will, in a way, progress or move forward.
Yes, it has an influence over our society. And here's one of the dangerous things that I've found, and the way that it has disarmed people mentally to be able to think for themselves, is that what Hollywood will do, right? Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
The truth cannot be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth, it has always existed. It will always exist. Love is the truth.
I agree.
Every person on this earth was created out of love, out of whether you refer to that as a chemical affinity between a man and a woman.
Man and a man, woman and a woman, whatever.
You know, love is what draws us together and creates life.
Mom and a son.
That's right.
Dad and daughter.
Yes, that's what creates life, right? So that is the truth that has been since the beginning of our creation. Because hate is destructive in nature. So you can't create something with hate. You can only create things with love. And love is broader than just a I love you. Love, like I said, on a biological, physiological level, it's energetic. It's magnetism, electromagnetism. But, you know, but what I was going to say is that, so the only way that these people who run the entertainment have been able to hide things is right under your nose. Because if they try to hide something and I come here and tell you, hey, look at that thing behind that bush, you're going to look and you're going to find it. So they can't do that. What they got to do is hide it under your nose. So they put these, the truth in movies in a form that is reversed. So that when I come and say, hey, Keaton, you didn't realize what they're doing here. And you come to me and you say, no, that's not true. That's just a movie. You're just talking about what you saw in a movie.
formula. Oh, okay. I get what you're
saying. This is a form of reverse psychology that the entertainment industry used to program people.
Interesting.
And to guide us away
from what did you call that earlier? Productive programming or
predictive programming.
Predictive programming. I've never heard that
People
together, but now it makes much more sense. Yeah. And I believe in it. Yeah. I really truly do.
Right.
Wow.
Like when you see, you know, they showed Trump being elected before he became president.
And we all obviously know that if you're joining us today,
right,
that he probably is not going to be elected. Now, that's not the truth.
That's a projection. That's a projection. And we'll, you know, just got to be careful, man, because.
I agree. It's a weird landscape we're kind of navigating because it's only going to get crazier.
Yeah, I agree.
You might use the word worse, but it's only going to get more invasive.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have openly talked about this all week long on my podcast.
Right.
That I got let go last week from a really good job.
Right.
And, you know, there's no like right or wrong way to look at it, but it just happened. It did. Like, so I want to live my truth.
Absolutely.
Because I've found that not living my truth and it almost correlates. So why I'm saying this is because being invasive in the world, in my opinion, we're becoming closer, but we don't like it because we're learning more about each other, like our flaws, our insecurities, our negative things that impact the world. Like we're all flawed humans. If you didn't know, if you're joining in now and you didn't know, we're all flawed humans. Like I've got flaws. Andre's got flaws. We've all got flaws.
Yes.
We're exposing those flaws. Like for example, Donald Trump, the things he says, whether you are pro-Trump or not pro-Trump, are racist. In my opinion. And I'll tell you why.
Right.
I don't believe he thinks he's a racist. I think he believes he's a good person.
I don't believe he's a racist. Let's examine just one topic that he's talked about, right? Because I've had this conversation with many people.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump has made several statements about the people who have come across from Mexico illegally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mind you,
the illegal aliens.
Mind you, I have family members who came across from Mexico illegally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My family came from Brazil on my mom's side.
Did y'all come legally?
No, we came legally at that time.
It's tight.
But regardless, I have people I love who have crossed the border illegally. But let me explain and kind of dissect one of the topics because you said you believe that the things he says are racist.
Mm-hmm. I'll stand by that.
Me as a man who's worked in government, who has studied the constitutional law and has listened to him for myself, I have to disagree because
that's fine.
He's talked
absolutely.
About
absolutely. We need disagreement. That's good. Know, yeah. That's good.
He said,
friendship. We're still friends. We can disagree.
Absolutely.
You can tell me fuck you. That's fine. I don't mind.
Do that. But absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, you know, shine light on one topic. And so you can see how somebody from my perspective doesn't see these things as racist.
Which is so interesting to me, man.
Because he says in one speech, right? I was sharing this with someone. They tried to say, oh, what he said was racist. He said, these people that are coming from Mexico, they're not sending their best people. Right? This is how he said it very plainly. He could have been more diplomatic.
Yeah.
But if you've done any research into the cartels that are running Mexico I have personally.
They're sending people that are here with drugs or here, not just illegally, but.
Bro. Put it
this way.
People
that aren't the best of Samaritans.
You try to travel into Canada right now and see what they're gonna how strict their border is gonna be.
Shout out Steven up there in Canada.
But nobody, and shout out to Dustin and TLD, my brothers out in Windsor, Ontario. But let me just say this: Canada is not allowing any Tom, Dick, and Harry to just walk across the border. But
that's
nobody's
so true,
no one's protesting against Canada right now. Why? Because Canada has this public image. They have this perception that they're nice people and they're great.
Their brand.
Right. Their
just
brand.
Like you or
exactly.
me. We got a good, you've got a good brand that
exactly.
you've always been a nice man and you are. And I affirm that as
yeah.
one of my friends.
Thank
but
you.
Same sure. with me, man. Like I've got a good brand of being a nice guy. Like,
right. But my thing with my brand is I refuse to back down from the truth.
Yeah.
Even if it's going to change people's perception of me, which it has happened.
Yeah.
Because I believe
people judge you on that. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I'm not judging you on the fact that you don't think Trump's a racist, but right. I'm so curious because you're obviously a little bit more ethnically.
Yeah.
I'm not that diverse. I'm a white male. I have this joke with my friends that I'm the most privileged man on the planet because mm-hmm. I'm a white male. I'm not proud of it. I'm actually disappointed. I wish I was like a Muslim or from some, but I'm so curious because you don't think he is. Yeah. And I do. And I'm also anti-Trump, but to an extreme.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at is that I think it's important that Trump was president, past tense. Mm-hmm. Predictions, y'all.
Right. No, I got you.
Because trying to figure out the words for this. And I learned this from Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yes.
That we're going through a time right now in life mm-hmm. where we have to be so honest with each other that it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yes. Like we can't accept it. We can't accept that you're a racist
yeah.
or that I'm a sexist. And neither of us are racist or sexist. Right, right. But you get the point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why I think Trump's important, because he's showing everybody, even yes. though he doesn't know it,
yes.
he's showing everybody that I'm going to say this on the podcast. Is being a racist worse than murdering people?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
If you're a racist right. and you murder people,
yeah,
that's way worse, that's but... It's a fine line to walk on, and I'm happy that we're yes. talking about it because yes. I think we need more truth
yeah.
in the world.
Yeah. And what I would say is just encourage people to think deeply during this time, because there's a lot to unpack. And just to yeah. finish what I was talking yeah. about Trump's statements, right? When I was a young man, my family, this is what I would hear from my elders and my family. They would constantly be going back to Brazil and then running back to the United States, going back to Brazil and saying, oh, I hate it here. I want to go back to Brazil. The food's better. The people
are better. I don't doubt that. I bet yeah. the food is good in Brazil. Right. You been to Brazil?
Yes, I have.
I have never.
Man, but this is what they find when they got to Brazil. Rampant corruption. The economy was terrible.
Yep.
People's way of living was becoming extremely difficult and radical in terms of how you survive. And so this is why my family would always run back to the United States of America. So what I want to tell people out there, no matter whether you consider yourself white, because I don't believe in the terms white or black, that's a legal system.
Yeah.
But whatever you consider yourself, as these truths are coming out, you have to really dig deep into what is right, what is wrong. Because the hardest thing for
what
someone
is gray
to do,
and what yeah, is black, or yeah. I know you don't like colors, yeah, but yeah, what is no. in the gray area?
Absolutely, because it's hard for people to accept that they've been wrong. When I find a human being who can accept where they've been wrong, they win my admiration immediately, because I think that's the most difficult thing for people to do today.
I agree.
You know, it's difficult for people to accept that this person, Donald Trump, who's been made into this villain by the media, which, by the way, every nonconformist throughout the history of our world has been made into a villain by the media. Nikola Tesla was destroyed by the media. And this is a man who discovered technologies that could help humanity.
Still to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I just encourage people to think deeply and really spend some time and dissect the things that Donald Trump says, because I've never heard him say anything that was racist.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
Now, in my opinion, I've heard him say, like, the blacks in this country, that's a quote. I'm not. And I think that alone is racist, in my opinion.
But what was the end of the sentence?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
He's
I
can't. Saying the blacks of this country.
He said the blacks of this country are blah, 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 one way or the other. Because, you know, 95% of African-American people vote Democrat. In this country.
Historically, yes.
Historically,
yeah. But you know that the Democratic Party was the founders of the KKK.
Another thought to think of.
You know that Joe Biden gave a speech at Mr. Byrd, the head of the KKK's funeral, and just completely,
did he?
You know.
I did not know that.
Completely extolled this man, praised him as being one of his mentors.
But was he like known to be a KKK guy?
Yes. Really? I think it's David Byrd. When he passed, he was one of the heads of the KKK. And Joe Biden was very good friends with this man.
Wow. Damn.
You know, the conservative party, the Republican Party, was the party the first. It was founded by so-called black people, by Moors. So, you know, it's there is a lot to unpack. And unfortunately, I don't think everybody's going to go much deeper than what they hear on the news or they hear on the internet.
I agree. And I'm reading some comments from our feed here.
Sure. What are they saying?
One, this is my good friend, everybody. Okay. Zach Green. Love you to death, brother. He said, IMHO, I don't know what that means. Trump has exposed our nation's inability to divide emotion from pragmatic decisions on policy.
Amen. Amen.
This was an emotional election. The unearthed truth in my heart is in those in power know people by majority that make emotional decisions, and they use this as a shade to enact their own radical sometimes policies.
Yeah.
If it were an election based on polling, I believe most people wouldn't go as left as they've been driven to by emotion.
I gotta agree.
Feel free to read that and digest that. But I love that, Zach Green.
I agree with you, Zach. I think Zach, you're an intelligent man.
He's been on the show before. He knows what this show's about. I think he's on episode 91, but I firmly believe that. And that's really important because,
absolutely.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at is that Trump, I know we all hate him.
We don't all hate him.
We don't all hate him. I know half the country loves him.
I know that many people.
70 million people love Trump because they voted for him.
Right.
But the people that do hate him, maybe this is for you.
Yeah.
That he's exposing something as humans that we're just not going through. Like, have you seen that movie, The Social Dilemma?
No, I've heard
the documentary.
I've heard great things
on Netflix. About it.
Yeah,
definitely watch it.
Yeah.
So it talks about marketing and how these social media companies vie for your attention.
Right.
Huge. Really, really deep. And I think that in a way, Trump knows that.
Absolutely.
And he's buying, he's just wanting your attention. He just wants your attention, good or bad. It's not about, like, I'm a believer, personally, I don't know if you believe this, Andre.
Yeah.
I'm a believer that there's no such thing as bad publicity. But I'm a marketing guy, so I think even bad publicity is good for you because it gets attention. And then you could change that attention to do whatever you want.
Yes, but it can have a damaging effect in the long term on your career. That's
also very true. Yeah. Very true.
In the long term,
it can hurt your brand, your presence, your
because it can be unsustainable.
What's that word they used to use back in the day? We use branding now.
Like your buy-in or
your reputation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Reputation
absolutely.
Is the same as brand now in 2020.
Yeah,
and reputation is the same.
If you have bad publicity and you use that and leverage it in a good way, you have to be able to sustain that and keep that going. Look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, right?
Oh, yeah.
This man built a reputation off of doing the most outlandish things.
Yeah.
Making statements that were diametrically opposed to what he was really doing.
Should get attention.
To be, you know, saying he was a gangster and then when he got arrested, snitching on everyone and all of his friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it worked and it's worked by and large for a long time. But now he's finally reached this uncharted territory where it's like he's not able to get attention anymore.
Oh.
And so it's going to be hard for him to have a long career the way that, you know, someone like Tupac could have or
Drake.
His career short. But Drake. Exactly. Drake is the.
Because Drake has stayed with his brand.
Yes.
And I don't want to say like it's part of your brand. The things you say, everybody, if you didn't know, it's part of your brand. The things we say here are part of our brand,
absolutely.
Your brand, my brand,
absolutely.
Who we are as people.
And I would agree with using Drake as an example of someone who could sustain long-term success and just...
Oh, I will use Drake all day because I love Drake personally. Mm-hmm. If anybody thinks that Drake is terrible on this show, just remember he has more number one hits than the Beatles.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He does. He has more number. I think he's got 71 number one hits compared to the Beatles. That's more. He's great, everybody. You don't have to like him, but he is good.
Yeah. But you also got to credit the people who write all of his lyrics.
He's the most famous person for being known as having a ghostwriter.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
But he's also talented because of he sticks with the brand. I'm not saying you have to love Drake, everybody.
He's made very intelligent decisions with his career, I would say.
I'm going to play some Drake at the end of this podcast. But great example.
Yeah.
Great example. And sorry, I'm looking at got a few people watching us. Hey, if you're watching us on Facebook, everybody, I would love you to leave a comment on here.
Well, shouts out to you, Zach. You know, emotional IQ, the ability to separate your emotions from logic, I think is highly undervalued in our society.
I agree.
And I think all masterminds have emotional IQ. And I think your boy Zach has it.
Zach definitely has it. He's been my boy for a while. Yeah. He knows that.
And I know you have it as well. Because like you said, we wouldn't be able to be in the room and have these heated, you know, philosophical conversations.
Disagreements.
Exactly.
And so disagreements are so important in life. You got to have, because we don't all think the same. There's no way, like, for those of you listening, and I don't want to get inspirational or anything, but if you've got a partner or if you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a wife or a husband, you're going to disagree. And if you think you're not, you're out of your mind.
That's real.
It's going to happen.
That's real.
It's going to happen, even with friendships. And I think it's important. We've gotten away from this as a society, haven't we? Like, it feels like I was able to have these conversations with somebody 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But since social media came along, everybody's all scared.
And I think that's what it is that, again, the entertainment, the media industry has kind of inserted themselves in our personal lives, in our homes, in a fashion that they didn't have. They didn't have that power before.
They didn't.
Make your decisions for you, but now it does.
Hey, I don't want to get corona, but can you pour some of that water in here?
Sure, man.
I'm going to try some of this.
It's that hot spring water, baby.
Oh, you got that hot spring water? We got some in the fridge. I just don't want to get up and ruin the show. Thank you, sir.
This won't do nothing but
heal. Got that cotton mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So what's got your attention right now, Andre? Before you go, man, what's got your attention? Where's your mind at the moment? And don't worry about this fucking shit on the TV.
Right.
Where's your mind at, brother?
My mind, you know, if we're talking about my personal life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have started to build the life that I have always wanted here in Hot Springs. You know, I'm extremely thankful to the state of Arkansas, to this place. I believe that Hot Springs has a special energy about itself. And it's some of the aspects of this are the crystals that are in the earth here, the water, the natural waters that we have, the climate. The fact that you can grow food here and live sustainably.
Arkansas is one of the few states that you can live sustainably. Like, yeah. I've heard bosses and people that I've worked with be like, hey, Arkansas, we could literally get cut off from the rest of the world and we'd be fine.
That is a fact.
We'd be fine.
That is
We would literally live sustainably within our little
state.
That
is a fact. And all of that, you know, the conservative values here have created an economic kind of environment where it's very affordable to live here. The taxes are very low and the people are very personable. You know, the Southern hospitality is extremely real here in Arkansas. And so for all those reasons, Arkansas has just been a beautiful place for me.
So it's real. I'm curious on this because I once heard a statistic and I want to hear this from a California boy.
Okay.
I once heard that the South is actually, you know, like the Southern hospitality is worse than the North. The North, because people are more educated, it's truth, they're more hospitable. How do you feel coming from California, the West?
Completely disagree. And I've traveled all over this country.
So you have?
I haven't been to, you know,
New York, LA, DC. Coast to coast.
Yeah, I've been
Andre's everywhere. Been there. He's done it.
I have. And in Los Angeles, people have become so influenced by entertainment and the egocentric kind of philosophies of the media.
Yeah.
That
I can see that.
If you're walking down the street and you talk to somebody, you know, and try to create a conversation, some people will literally look at you like something's wrong with you.
Try to record it, put that phone in your face.
Oh, not even that. Just even, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Everyone has become so conditioned to become antisocial. And at the same time, they, you know, develop such a strong ego that everyone thinks that they're something big and they have, you know, they're the next best thing.
Dude, that's a big, big
key. In the South, you don't find that. In the South, when you talk to somebody, you know, their brain has not been manipulated by, you know, Hollywood. Literally.
I don't know about me. I'm a little manipulated. But
well, you know.
Dude, I get what you're saying. You're right. You're right.
Out of your way.
You're not in that culture. Of just trying to get attention,
right?
Appeasement or right. validation.
Yes,
you're not and in that culture. We don't really focus on like even though we're on a podcast, Arkansas, we don't really focus on getting the attention. We're just having a conversation,
which is important. Someone told me this quote when I got here, and it's resonated with me, and it continues to. They said, "In LA, you're surviving. In Arkansas, you're living." You're living life.
Yeah.
You're taking care of your family. You're growing your food. You got a garden in your backyard. You are experiencing all of the seasons in God's creation. We have lakes, rivers here. We have clean air here, which is
my God. You're right. Yeah.
If you go to LA every day and look up the air quality, 90% of the time it's below acceptable. You know, if you have health problems breathing, and you're in LA, you're going to constantly be in a filthy environment in terms of the air quality.
Zach, I cannot FaceTime you right now, bro. I'm on the podcast.
I wanted to show you something.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're right by my airport. Of course, I'm going to work, right?
Yeah, it's my pilot.
Trump rally. Oh, that's beautiful, man.
This is Andre.
That's beautiful.
That's hilarious. I'm glad you FaceTimed me, brother. All right. Hey, I got to go. I'm on the show.
I wanted you to see the election's not over yet.
That's right.
Oh!
That's right.
Listen, Joe Biden's our new president. I got to go, brother. I love that, man. Thank y'all for calling in.
He's in Little Rock, or where is he?
Zach lives in Houston. He's been on the show. He's one of my best friends. I've been roomed with him before. But he's a pilot. He actually flies planes for
them. Very cool.
Yeah. He's a cool dude. Yeah. And shit, man. This is a lot to digest, and I want to process it. Hey, I just want to let everybody know that if you have a comment, and if you're – because a lot of people are not going to watch this. It's Saturday. It's 3 o'clock. A lot of people are not going to watch this right now. But if you want to reach out to myself, Keaton Linder, or Andre –
yeah.
Definitely feel free to.
Absolutely.
Andre, before we go, where can they find you at, brother?
You can find me in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
On social media, man. If you want
to get the real experience.
Yeah, definitely. In person, it's good.
I would ask, and I would love for people to check out my music first and foremost.
I'll tag it. My YouTube. You got that cool intro you made for me.
Appreciate it. My YouTube is, you can look me up under Andre, A-N-D-R-E, space Aram, A-U-R-A-M. On my YouTube, I have.
I just want to make sure everybody knows where to find you at.
Yeah.
If this hits, because you never know, it might hit, man.
Absolutely.
I have loved this conversation.
Me too, man.
I really have. Like, me too. I didn't even think about this little fucking microphone here. Like, I didn't think about them online. Like, I barely looked at the comments that people were sending.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but
You
can, I really appreciate you coming on here and just talking.
Brother. I appreciate you having
honestly.
Me. Yeah, this is my first time kind of delving into
this. Is your first podcast
in Arkansas? Yes.
Is this your first podcast
in Arkansas? Yes.
In Arkansas.
Absolutely, brother.
I'm.
But
happy to have you. You're gonna be on more. People are gonna want you on.
Look forward.
Because this is episode 100.
That's right.
People are gonna want you. Want to hear this thought process of you, and we've got some stuff coming for you. We were talking about this off the air. We might be making our own little podcast here soon.
I would love that. I think that would be much needed because when I came here to Arkansas, there are a lot of people that I'm very close to in Los Angeles who are watching what I'm doing here.
Really?
You know, there's a lot of people who I know who are
following. Yeah.
But they have a similar desire with me in their heart. They want to have peace.
But they don't have the courage to do it, right?
They don't have the courage. Or I wouldn't even just say that. Some people have other attachments with family and other commitments in Los Angeles.
Of course.
But I know for a fact that they're watching what I'm doing out here. And this is just another step of me showing them, like, look, you know,
it's possible.
when you come to Arkansas, you're not going to have the KKK at your front lawn. You know what I mean? Because these are the types of perceptions that people, unfortunately, were thinking about. Like, why are you going to Arkansas? You as a Muslim and this and that. But it's completely unfounded when it comes to my experience in Hot Springs. I don't know how it was here 50 years ago. You know, it may have been a different environment totally.
Probably worse. Yeah. 50 years ago, yeah. It was probably worse.
But today in Hot Springs, Arkansas, this is a beautiful, conservative, you know, family-oriented place. And I absolutely love it. And so y'all can find me on YouTube. Instagram is just Andre Aram with no space, A-N-D-R-E-A-U-R-A-M. Yep. Pretty much everything under Andre Aram. Out. Yeah, thank you.
Good stuff. If you want him on this show more, let me know.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, brother. I love to, you know, and if anybody else got shows out.